Art, what do we know about Michael Sam other than the fact that he's come out as gay?
If we didn't know that he was gay, his story is still absolutely remarkable from so many perspectives. He was born in Hitchcock, Texas, the seventh of eight children, and three of his siblings have died, and two brothers are in jail. It was a tumultuous family upbringing. I gather he spent time living in a car with his mother. So for him to rise from this beginning to be an All-America defensive player for the University of Missouri and held in great acclaim for a football player, now this, he is uniquely qualified to handle the dismay and disturbance that this will cause some people. But certainly his decision has been hailed by everyone from his teammates to President Obama. So I think it speaks to a public awareness and an embrace, but it doesn't address what's going to happen in an NFL locker room.
And we've already seen a hint of what could happen based on some comments from last year's Super Bowl.
Right. We're unlikely to hear players overtly criticize Michael Sam now based on what did happen to the Super Bowl last year when San Francisco 49ers cornerback Chris Culliver made homophobic remarks to a radio station that got national play because it was happening in the Super Bowl. He said, "I don't do the gay guys. I don't do that. We ain't got gay people on the team." Well, the next day he apologized in language that didn't sound like that. It was clearly a PR cover-up by the 49ers. But what he said is representative of some players. I wouldn't be able to put any kind of percentage on that, but there is a resentment. There is an apprehension. There is a resistance to this that still is part of the culture, because a lot of players in pro sports haven't resolved the issues in the way that a lot of fans and most of the American culture have.
Some people are wondering, well, would the Seahawks be able to support a player like this just by their culture and by their leader, Pete Carroll? Let's look at it from two angles. First, logistics. When would Sam be likely to be taken in this year's draft?
Well, the pre-draft information provided by NFL scouts suggests that he's a third or fourth rounder. He's 6'2", 260 pounds. Some people say he's a little small to play defensive end in the NFL. But we know in Seattle, size doesn't really decide where you're going to play, given what Pete Carroll has done. But I think now there's pressure on the entire NFL to make a decision. I personally think that Carroll's enlightened view of how to handle personnel, how to treat people, would be a very welcoming environment for Sam. But I also think that with any NFL team, there will be people who will be apprehensive about this. And how he deals with that, I don't know. Knowing Carroll and all the respect that he has gained with his approach, clearly it would be an environment I think that would work as well as anywhere. But the players are really mercenaries here. They're not here because they like Seattle. They're here because Seattle liked them and drafted them here. I think the fan atmosphere, I think the embrace in this community would be very welcoming. Would it be better or worse than anywhere else? Hard to say right now. But I do think that politics would play no part in Carroll's decision. It would be, is he the best man that we have available for this position? So that's all I think he can ask in this situation is fairness.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.